When the deadly Delta variant of COVID-19 spread through India earlier this year, it was a traumatic time for members of Australia's South Asian community. But now they're preparing to mark Diwali, the Festival of Lights, a celebration which takes on an added meaning after the long lockdowns in Sydney and Melbourne. Carly Williams reports.
Heritage cottages on the streets of Harris Park in Western Sydney are lit up with fairy lights. Footpaths are bustling with customers lining up for Indian street food.
I'm from Mumbai, so it's Mumbai street food that we're going to enjoy today. It's more of a dosa, puri bhaji, and some sweets, of course.
It's the Indian holiday of Diwali, the Festival of Lights, and it's time to celebrate.
To spend time with family, friends and enjoying, because we don't have our whole family here, so we have to do something. So that's what people are doing, yeah, having fun, just buying stuff for home.
Hindus, Jains and Sikhs mark Diwali as a sign of new beginnings and good conquering evil. It's bittersweet for those who had family and friends grappling with India's devastating Delta outbreak.
My whole family had COVID and my dad was in hospital for like 11 days. So my family whole suffered from this. But yeah, now they are well and good. So thankfully.
Burning firecrackers, lighting up the home, going to temple and feasting with family are the usual ways to celebrate.
Because this is the first Diwali with my newborn kids. They are a boy and girl.
And look at these little twins.
Yeah, it's a twin. It's a boy and a girl. They born just 5 months ago. Yeah. And the only thing is we are missing our parents. They are in India. That's the only sad thing.
Talk to us about your parents back home.
Yeah, actually I lost my father. My mom is in India. And my wife's father and mom is in India as well. Trying to bring her mom, at least to give a moral support to her.
Restaurant owner Yuvi Garba has also endured loss.
Yes, my roots are from India, so I had a lot of relatives. And a couple of them unfortunately died as well during the COVID time. Yeah, it's sad. It's really bad for everyone.
How are you and your family recovering now, seeing that trauma back home and then being thrown into your own lockdown? You said it was tough financially.
The financial loss, we can recover it. It's not a big deal. Every business has suffered big losses during the lockdown. But the only thing is that the lives which lost are not going to come back. So that's a very sad part of it. But yes, now we are okay. We are happy. We are recovering from that loss as well.
Yuvi Garba and his staff have made 5,000 kilograms of sweets for customers. But he says the holiday is about so much more.
Its main thing is about is that it's the winning of good over evil. One of our Lord Rama, whose wife was abducted by some people like Ravana, and then he killed him and then got the wife back. So it's the most important moral of the story is that, okay, even someone is powerful, but the good and the right thing always win.
Sort of coming out of darkness story.
Yeah, that's right. It's basically a kind of coming over the darkness. That's why it's Diwali would say, okay, they're coming back home. That's why they light everything up.
Coming out of lockdown.
Yeah, coming out of lockdown, especially in Sydney after 4 months of lockdown. It's really good that it's coming at the right time.
Sydney restaurant owner Yuvi Garba speaking there with Carly Williams.